Without notice or comment, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, recently deleted from its mission statement a century-old introductory phrase, America's promise as a nation of immigrants. At the same time, it added, protecting Americans and securing the homeland, begging the question, from whom? The implication is that Americans must now be protected from refugees, asylum seekers, and those seeking freedom and opportunity, just as our own grandparents did. It's a chilling shift in attitude. The most destructive weapon against civil discourse lies in a leader's efforts to generate irrational fear. All the great autocrats have done this. Fear of minorities, immigrants, women, the poor, intellectuals, the mentally handicapped, the other. A fearful citizenry stops reasoning, and discourse turns to diatribe. Over the years, I've come to understand just how little I really know. But I believe children are born curious, and nourished properly, they remain so for life. The capacity to pay attention to others is natural in children raised in healthy families and communities, and the courage to speak an informed truth with kindness and respect becomes the end game. I don't really believe we've lost this in America. I see examples of it every day among friends, talking with strangers, and from responsible media organizations. But leaders must be held accountable for modeling civil discourse rather than debasing it in pursuit of their own self-serving agenda. The long-accepted stages of grief are denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. As in grief, there are similar stages through which one must pass to acquire wisdom and learning. As humans, we acquire perceptual data through our senses to process into information by aggregating and contextualizing it. Knowledge comes only when that information is tested against other sources of information and fairly assessed. We graduate to wisdom when we measure our acquired knowledge against our life experience and against the lives of others we learn about through various means. If these paths eventually lead us to acceptance and wisdom about life's complexities, I can imagine they might also apply to the current political standoff with its lack of political debate and compromise. Perhaps admitting how little, in fact, we know, combined with curiosity and the ability to listen respectfully and process, will finally rekindle in us the courage to speak.